so, Christian descended into the valley of the shadow of death. And here he was hard put to it to hold his balance. For as he sought to avoid the ditch on the right, he would nearly tip into the mire on the left. Also here, the path was in the darkness and more narrow than before. And so he did shuffle his feet and place them most carefully, walking all the while by faith and not by sight. He also found that his sword was of no use against such things as were in this valley. Therefore he put it up and took himself to the use of another fearful weapon of war called all prayer. Now, to add to his confusion, Christian heard the doleful voices of the damned crying out. He also heard rushing wings going to and fro by his hand. Moreover, he heard the sounds of vehicles rushing toward him as if to run him over if he would not give way off the path.
Oh Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
Now he came on for many miles in this wise, until he heard a company of fiends coming forward to meet him. Now at this, Christian stopped and began to muse about what to do. He had half a mind to turn and run.
Shall I run? Nay, I must not, for I have no armor for my back. And for what I may know, I may be past halfway through. And it may be that the dangers going back may be greater than those ahead. I will go on.
We be at him!
Out with his eyes!
Pull out his tongue!
Surround him all sides!
Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Deliver me, O my God, for in thee do I trust.
He's got all prayer to his use. Get me away!
Come back! He is weak!
And we are strong.
The kind that only be cast out with fasting and prayer.
O Lord, be thou my strength and help, a shelter in a time of storm.
Off with me! He's praying again!
Help me, Lord, for I depend upon thy word alone to deliver me.
All right, enough is enough!
Oh, and for me.
And so they gave back and came no farther. Now, I took notice that because of all the noises and voices and distractions, that Christian was confounded and knew not his own voice. So there got up behind his ear a certain wicked one who spoke into Christian's ear in Christian's own voice. And the things he spake were terrible blasphemies, loathsome lustings, and vile sins that Christian had long before put away and forsaken. Therefore was Christian greatly sorrowful that he could now blaspheme and curse him who had died for him and whom he loved. And because he did not realize that these thoughts were come from without, he suffered much on cause of them, and had not the wisdom to stop up his ears from hearing.
Oh, vile man that I am, to think such things, to say such things, I would stop, and yet I cannot.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
What? Hear I a voice?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
It is a voice, praying to God. I am not alone, and if God be with him, then why not with me? And may I not soon o'ertake him, and so have good company? Hello, good sir, can you hear me?
But Faithful answered not, because he feared the voice to be the trick of the goblins to lure him back into the valley. Now by and by did the morning break.
Ah, praise God! He hath turned the shadow of death into morning.
Now Christian looked back to see by sight what he had passed through by faith. So now he saw more perfectly the ditch that was on the one hand, and the quag that was on the other, and also how narrow the way was which led betwixt them both. Also now he saw the hobgoblins, and the satyrs, and dragons of the pit, not as they had seemed in the night, but as they were in the day. That is, nothing but shadowy vapors and whisperings that began to evaporate in the light of truth.
Praises to God, for he discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death.
Now, as Christian looked back on all that God had delivered him through, he was greatly touched in his heart, so that the springs in his head were loosed, and the tears did stream down his cheeks.
Ah, greatly to be praised is the Lord my rock. Greatly to be praised.
Then did Christian look before him, and by the light of the sun did see that the way which lay ahead was greatly more dangerous than the way that lay behind. Yea, a thousandfold more dangerous, for it was set full of snares, traps, gins, and nets here and there, and was so full of pits, pitfalls, deep holes, and treacherous steps, that had it been dark, he had quickly perished away.
Praise him again, for his candle shineth on my head, and by his light I go through darkness.